Good morning and welcome to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori on this Saturday morning. So glad you can join me where I am every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, and you can hear us from anywhere live online by going to 883wppb.org. And you can hear this show on podcasts on Audio Boon, and you can also hear it archived every week on my website or anytime at AnneLiguori.com. And this show is brought to you by Golf Ireland. There's never been a better time to tee up your trip, Ireland.com. Well, I'm just getting back from an incredible week in Ireland. It started in Belfast in Northern Ireland at the Merchant Hotel. And until last weekend, you know, I've never spent much time in Belfast, despite numerous golf trips to Northern Ireland. And I can tell you, it is a city with heart and soul and lots to do. It's a city with so much history as well, and much of it, its history is heartbreaking and dark, but the city is experiencing a remarkable turnaround, a resurgence, and the people are as hospitable and accommodating as can be. And I know you'll love it here. It's just... Everything about it was just breathtaking. I stayed in an amazing hotel, as I mentioned, the Merchant Hotel in the heart of Belfast. It used to be a bank that turned into a five-star hotel in 2006. And the Grand Restaurant is situated in this beautiful, huge area, a glorious interior that includes columns and stunning artwork and gold trim and a glass dome in the center, looking up into the heavens with the biggest chandelier in Ireland. And just an impressive room. The food has been amazing. The bar there, just off that room, is wonderful. There's a jazz club, bar, and restaurant there. Beet salad was not on the menu, but when I was in the mood for a beet salad, the waiter said, no problem, let me just check with the chef. Let's see if he can, you know, make it up for you. And indeed, they brought out a wonderfully tasting beet salad with some goat cheese. And just they really cater to you, and nothing is impossible. They always really want to make you so happy and so pleased, and that they did. Overall, the cuisine in Ireland and Northern Ireland is very impressive. I've been coming here for over 25 years, and within the last 10 years or so, I've noticed a great improvement in the food. In fact, every meal was so pleasing, so impressive. Farm-to-table cuisine, fresh seafood, caught the day you eat it. The chefs are highly trained all over the world, and they come back now to Ireland to work as the economy is very strong. Before, they would go to Paris or London and train to become chefs and then stay and work elsewhere. But now the economy has been so strong, they come back, and that is why the cuisine, I think, has just been exceptional, say, in the last 10, 15 years. Tourism has replaced farming years ago as the top industry in Ireland and Northern Ireland. And the Open Championship, played at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, was a tremendous showcase for Northern Ireland. It was only the second time, and the first time, it's the second time that Royal Portrush has hosted the Open Championship, and the first time in 68 years. And, you know, the only time it's really been played here outside of Scotland and England, it's been played now twice at Royal Portrush. And Royal Portrush did an incredible job. It should get into the rotation to host the Open Championship more regularly now. You won't have to wait another 68 years for the Open Championship to come back to Northern Ireland. The course is both scenic and challenging. The land there is expansive enough to accommodate the record crowds that came out. And you know, they bought tickets months ago. So the event was sold out months ago. And it was a storybook finish for the Irish, as one of their own, Shane Lowry, played lights out, and he won at 15 under, six strokes ahead of Tommy Fleetwood. Lowry from the Republic of Ireland, 32 years old. Actually, on Saturday, on sunny Saturday, gorgeous sunny Saturday of the third round, he shot a 63 and took a four-shot lead into the final round. And then Lowry was able to cope with the wind, the rainy conditions, and the pressure, everything that comes with the final round. And, of course, the weather turned. Saturday was gorgeous, and the weather turned Sunday afternoon, and they actually moved the tee time up to in the morning. Actually, they started early, and then the leader, Shane Lowry and Tommy Fleetwood, they got started just after about 1:30 Irish time. So they did move it up. And Lowry, he shot a plus 172 on Sunday. He beat Tommy Fleetwood, as I mentioned, by six shots with that 15-under and became just the second Irishman to win the Claret Jug. Padraig Harrington preceded him. So a wonderful win for Shane Lowry, and just really handled the pressure beautifully. And it was great to see an Irishman win. So this morning, you will hear my conversation with three Irish personalities. First, a woman who was the driving force in bringing the Open Championship to Royal Pirrush for the first time in nearly seven decades, Wilma Erskine, the secretary manager of Royal Pirrush for over 30 years. She joins me this morning. Alison Metcalf, a dynamo in the tourism business as CEO of Tourism Ireland North America. She will join me as well. Ireland and Northern Ireland are enjoying record numbers of tourists from all over, and with Royal Pirrush putting on quite the show as the host of the Open Championship, it should only get better, and Alison and I talk about that. And finally, you'll hear from John McLaughlin of North and West Coast Irish Lynx about the Open Championship, the benefits of showcasing Irish golf during this spectacular week of the Open Championship, and how you, too, can enjoy the Irish golf experience and great hospitality. Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you in part by Dune Jewelry and my New Hamptons Rope Collection. Savor the memories with sand from your favorite beach or golf course in timeless pieces for men and women. That's Dune, D-U-N-E, jewelry.com. And by Peak Vision Sunglasses. Zero distortion, unmatched clarity. Change your game. Peak Vision, peakvision.com. And by Beconic Bay Medical Center, the eastern hub for the world-class resources of New York's largest healthcare system, Northwell Health. Beconic Bay Medical Center, serving 250,000 East End residents. Learn more at pbmchealth.org.
Well, I'm very, very excited to welcome our champion golfer of the year, Shane Lowry, to the interview room. Shane, firstly, congratulations on a tremendous performance. I don't know if it's sunk in for you fully yet, but tell us how you're feeling right now.
I'm feeling unbelievably calm, to be honest. I don't know why. I mean, that's not going to sink in for a couple of days, is it? It's just incredible to be sitting here with that trophy in front of me. I mean, like, look at the names on it. It's just... I just can't believe. Like I said at the ball walking down 18, I just couldn't believe that it was me. You know, I couldn't believe it was happening, and I thought about it all day, but I didn't really let myself think about it until I hit my tee shot in 17. And as soon as I hit that tee shot, I knew that I couldn't really lose a ball from there. Do you know what I mean? And that's how I felt. It's an incredible feeling. Yeah.
Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. And Wilma Erskine, the secretary manager of Royal Pirrush for over 30-some years. Oh, my gosh, Wilma, you're too young. And really the reason why the Open Championship is here. Congratulations, and looking back on this incredible championship, are you relieved? Are you sad that it's over? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's sort of been very surreal up to now. I mean, you know, we start at the beginning of the week and you sort of think, my goodness, this is the Open Championship. We've sort of been planning for this for so long that here it is now. And I'm just sort of going moment by moment. And I probably, you know, on the Monday or Tuesday will reflect back and say, wow, that was something. So that's just how it works. You just have to keep calm and relax. People said at the beginning of the week, what are you for doing? I said, I really don't know. So I've been doing this, doing that, between looking after the Duke of York and politicians and doing this, that. It's been an amazing week. And, you know, I just hope, I haven't seen much golf. The golfers seem to be really enjoying themselves, and I think everybody's very happy. I mean, today is a beautiful day. If we can just get a fantastic day tomorrow, we'll nail it.
The Duke of York. So tell me, who else has been here that you've had to entertain?
Oh, well, the Duke of York is actually our patron. So he's been here the last 3 days. He loves his golf. He likes to sort of chill and mix in with the members, which is really good. So there's been quite a number of politicians and, you know, some of our Northern Ireland celebrities have been with Tourism NI. So there's been quite a few people about. But it's just, you don't know what you're going to do next. You're here, there and everywhere. But it's great.
Well, you've gotten the recognition, I think, that you deserve. I've been, you know, in the States reading a lot of these articles, and Wilma's all over the place in this press. So congratulations, you're getting the recognition you deserve.
Well, we've now invented it. I've decided this week, you know, there's the Tiger brand, and I think the RNA have decided there's now the Wilma brand. And it's nice to be known, and it's very sweet because everybody has obviously said, who's this cranky old bird that sort of never gives in? And they've written all these wee funny stories because, you know, I'm sort of not only 34 years plus, I was in two golf clubs before that. So it's literally 40 years. And as somebody said the other night, and she's only 13 when she started.
And then they have alluded to the fact that you could be a tough cookie as well.
Well, I wouldn't say that. People look at me and think, who's this cranky old bird? But, you know, I'm very fair. And I think I have a passion. I mean, I'm from Northern Ireland. And it's all about, you know, promoting our little country, and hopefully the coverage that we are showing out to everybody around the world is going to say, wow, that's a great place to visit, and, you know, what a lovely, you know, the views, everything's stunning. And, you know, we are a great little area. You know, we've suffered over the years with the Troubles, and just look at it now, everybody's buzzing, and great numbers and great views, you know, from the TV cameras, and everybody's loving it.
Well, speaking of the Troubles, because you, obviously, being from this area, Wilma, you experienced it. You experienced the conflict, the danger, the horrible times where there was something could have gone wrong any day. I mean, I was talking to my driver this morning coming up here from Belfast, and he fought in the Army, and he was trying to keep this area safe, and he was telling me about it, and what a scary time to be around.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up, and, you know, I was born in late 58, and, you know, we went through a lot in the 70s, 80s, and even 90s, and golf at that stage wasn't thought about in Northern Ireland. We had a good golf course, but it wasn't being recognised, and really we didn't come to the front until we had the Senior British Open in 95 to 99, and again 2004, and that was, you know, it was televised, and from that we started to get more American visitors, which then helped us, you know, the media had an interest. We then moved up the pecking order of the world ratings, and that brought visitors. So now we're, you know, fast forward 30-odd years, we now have a very secure business with 75% USA. We have a 5 million turnover, you know, here. And, you know, it's just a different country. And everybody's very, you know, we're very positive at the bottom. We've all gone through a lot of hardship. But, you know, we're all very together, and it's just marvellous to see. And when you look at the TV, you know, it's definitely going to look green in America, isn't it? They're all going to say, gosh, that's Ireland. It looks green. But, it's a wonderful place to be.
Well, you obviously keep it so positive, which you should. But do you still marvel at how improbable it would have been at one time to have this championship here in Northern Ireland?
Absolutely. I mean, when we started talking about this, and this is even before we had the Irish Open, and we had that in 2012, but, you know, way back in 2006, 2007, when we started thinking about this, you know, the icing on the cake was the Open Championship, but it was all a wee bit tongue-in-cheek. We thought, that'll never be achievable. But, you know, we had a start to walk before we ran, and we got the Irish Open, secured it, and that, again, that hadn't been here for like 60-odd years. And from that, you know, and our champions were out there winning majors. So they were chipping away at the RNA saying, you know, you got to have a look at us. We're a serious contender. And then, as I say, in 2014, we got the actual, you know, we were included on the rota. And we thought at that time, well, we're on the rota, might be another 4 or 5 years. And in 2015, they announced for 2019. And we had a lot of work to do with course changes in that time. And, you know, here we go. We've got the Open Championship. I think it's a very, you know, the R&A have been very brave in coming to here. But there's been a great support from all the stakeholders in Northern Ireland. And I think, and I hope, they are very pleased with their decision to come here.
Well, walking around is such a great layout for spectators. It is hilly, but there's massive amount of land, and there's so many different vantage points to watch the golf. It's just it's a great spot to watch.
Yeah, I mean, in some of the open venues, they would have far more stands, but because there's a lot of natural vantage points, there's not the same number, and I think that's really nice. It gives people, and they've introduced things like viewing platforms as well, which have been really good, and, you know, it's just become... I think the TV are looking at this and seeing all the beautiful views around. A lot of the links courses are very flat and you don't see the sea. Whereas you get up to the third tee on Dunluce and all of a sudden, wow, you just see this great vista. And I mean, what is there not to like about it? And I think the players have genuinely enjoyed it.
What's been the highlight for you? I know it's a long time here, over three decades, but what can you pinpoint a highlight?
The highlight will be when I see the champion actually receiving the claret jug on Sunday, and it's all finished and everybody's had a good time and we've got through an open championship. Probably I'll reflect maybe in the middle of next week when I can actually get some. I'm losing my voice as well this week, but it'd be lovely just to sit back and reflect and say, you know, job done, everybody's happy, and that to me is my pride.
And what do you do from here, Wilma?
Well, I'm back to normal. Monday morning, we've got a big group here from the patrons, and Tuesday's big members competition, Wednesday. So I'm hoping to maybe get a few days off at the end of the week, because I don't know what day we are today at the moment. It's just been mad. It's been very full on. And as I say, I feel as if I've been speaking forever, and I've got this croaky voice. I've never spoken as much. It's really amazing. But I'm going to retire in the autumn. And they have appointed someone new, and I won't be disappearing. As I've said to a lot of people, I'm not joining the Women's Institute yet. I have a few plans up my sleeve, and I intend to keep things going. But it's the right time for myself. 35 years, it's time for someone else to enjoy what I've enjoyed.
That's nice of you to kind of think that way. But obviously, it's probably a good time to do something else, too. I mean, you know, over 30 years is a long time to be in at any one place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just, you know, I'm over 60 now, so you just have to think ahead. I want to play a bit of golf as well, because, you know, the business has grown and the time commitment is a lot. And I want to go back and play golf and relax. So let's see what we do.
How many rounds have you played here?
I played quite a lot, but not in probably the last year and a half, because I did have knee surgery. But, you know, my life has just been a way of life. It's just been Royal Port Rush. You know, my husband's very patient, and he understands that I have a mission and I've got to complete it. And once it's all completed, you know, I'll go tick, move on and do something else, and we'll have a game of golf.
I can't wait. Let's definitely play. Just last question, Wilma. Do you feel that this will have impacted tourism in not only Northern Ireland, but all of Ireland?
Yeah, I think this is going to put the island of Ireland, and especially Northern Ireland, on a map. I think this is going to show tourism. I mean, this is going to be something amazing. Who needs a marketing plan? This is a great strategy to promote all. I mean, when you look at the viewing figures, and it's just amazing. And I think Northern Ireland Tourism NI are going to have a little job in their hands, because I think they're going to find their numbers are going to increase. And, I mean, you know, there's been so many lovely messages from people all over the world saying, gosh, I've got to come to Northern Ireland. And it just is showing us now in such a different light. And, you know, it was a great decision. I mean, Arlene Foster was our minister at the time, and she saw the big picture along with Peter Dawson. And we can only thank people like that who thought big rather than, you know, thinking. She thought big and made the action happen.
Big boost for the economy, no doubt. Plus, a lot of these hidden gems won't be hidden anymore. People hear about these golf courses, they want to play. You've been busy here for years, Royal Port Rush. It's always been tough to get a tee time here. but all these courses in the area that haven't been as familiar, you know, people know about these courses.
No, absolutely. I mean, I would describe ourselves in Roy County Down as sort of the honey trap, you know, so they come here to play these two big courses, but from that then they come and they play the Hourglasses, the Port Stewarts, the Castle Rocks. They're great courses in their own right. And so, you know, I see us as being a helping hand, but there's so much golf, as you know, in Northern Ireland, and there's parkland, and, you know, it's just tremendous how much golf we have in this little small country. And it's only going to go up. It's not going to go down.
Well, thanks again. Congratulations. What a wonderful achievement. And soon you'll be able to relax, play some golf, and take on the next challenge.
Many thanks. It's lovely to see you as well.
Thank you so much. Wilma Erskine, thanks so much. Sports Interview with Allegory is brought to you in part by Dune Jewelry and my New Hamptons Rope Collection. Savor the memories with sand from your favorite beach or golf course in timeless pieces for men and women. That's Dune, D-U-N-E, jewelry.com. And by Peak Vision Sunglasses. Zero distortion, unmatched clarity. Change your game. Peak Vision, P-E-A-K, vision.com. And by Beconic Bay Medical Center, the eastern hub for the world-class resources of New York's largest healthcare system, Northwell Health. Beconic Bay Medical Center, serving 250,000 East End residents. Learn more at pbmchealth.org.
Very excited to welcome our champion golfer of the year, Shane Lowry, to the interview room.
Paul's been incredible the last year. He started caddying for me about September last year, and just when I started to play well again. He's brought a new lease of life to me. He's so chilled. He was unbelievable today. He kept on my back all day, kept talking to me, kept in my ear. I kept on telling him how nervous I was, how scared I was, how much I didn't want to mess it up, how that I can't. All I could think about was walking down 18 with a 4 or 5 shot lead. And luckily I got to do that. But yeah, he was great at keeping me in the moment today. And he's been great for me. Like I said, he started handing me last September, and you only have to see my results since then have been good. So he's obviously, you know, we formed a great relationship, and, you know, it was amazing for him today as well. They had a baby 2 weeks ago, and his wife drove up today, and his baby was here today, his little boy was here. So it's amazing, you know, to be able to share that with, like, I've known Bo a long time, and he's now become a very good friend of mine, and to be able to share it with someone so close to you is very special, yeah.
Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it's always great to run into John McLaughlin, my longtime friend and the head of Northwest Coast Irish Links. But here at Royal Port Rush, we're in your neck of the woods, John, so it must be a thrill for you to be at an Open Championship in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it's gossip. It's here. We've been dreaming about this for a long time and working hard to get it here, and I suppose this area has had very successful Irish Opens leading into it, so we proved it could happen, and what a serious event it was. Great crowds, massive crowds, and people from all over the world.
Your assessment of the Open Championship here? Only the second time, and Royal Port Rush hosted this back in the 50s, only the second time it's ever been in Ireland or Northern Ireland.
Yeah, 1951 was the last hosting, and it took a long time for it to come back, and I suppose Wilma Erskine from Royal Port Rush worked very hard with the RNA, worked with the European Tour first of all to get an Irish Open, and then they have this event. So all credit to her and her committee for making that happen. As a golf tournament, one of the biggest in the world, obviously, and the pictures that went out on TV were fantastic. And Ireland as a golf destination, I suppose it deserves a recognition because it's a fantastic place to come and play golf. We're involved in a lot of golf courses in this area, and they're all seeing the success, which is great. This season has been really busy, and the years ahead look good, and that's the most important thing.
So will that affect it perhaps adversely with people trying to get tee times? Before they were hidden gems, but they're not hidden anymore, John.
Yeah, well, this year it was kind of nuts. And because of closures to the course, because of the tournaments, and that kind of happened with Ballyliffin last year a little bit as well. But going forward, the demand will be there, and it's up to us then to make sure that we can get the itineraries, and that's what we do. We put the itineraries together for people coming over, so we look after the golf and transport and accommodation, northandwestcoastlinks.com. We put it all together. It's going to be a challenge, but in a good way. And there are many great other golf courses that people haven't heard about, of an equal quality and standard, and really fun to play too.
Tell me about those courses.
Yeah, so you have in the west of Ireland, you have Carn, right out on the west coast, Neddy Hackett Design, Enniscrone, a fantastic golf course, and then up into Donegal Golf Club itself, which I believe you're testing your skills on. And then into Portsallan Golf Club, which again, Paul McGinley has done some work on that, and what a great guy he's been recently for Irish golf. Ballyliffin hosted the Irish Open last year, and they're seeing the success of that this year. Actually, they've had a fantastic season. I was there last week. They had 9 buses outside, and the car park was full. 2 great golf courses there. In Castle Rock, not too far from Royal Portrush, Dr. Martin Hawtrey, the designer, has been working on that recently, and another great track, Port Stewart as well, and then Royal Portrush. So look at great golf courses in this area.
It's almost like you have to spend weeks here to get it all in, really, because there are so many courses that you want to play.
Yeah, Ireland was really 4 trips. The secret is don't try and take in too much on your first trip. What we advise, we pick an area, and whether it's in the west coast or the northwest or the east coast, great golf around Dublin, obviously, as well, and in the southwest, great courses there too. So it's kind of a four trip, and once you come, you will certainly come back. People always come back.
And you not only come back because of the great golf, John, but you come back because of the hospitality by the Irish. They're just so welcoming, and they really want you here.
Yeah, there's a great welcome for people, and people feel at home when they come from the States to Ireland. That's a great thing. We're known now for our food, so we've got great food destinations, great accommodations as well, luxury transport. And then it's the non-golf stuff, fishing, horse riding, the scenery, all the great delights along the Wild Atlantic Way. I mean, it's a fantastic holiday. Golf is only a half a day, so there's lots of other things to do while you're here.
Talk a little golf, Open Championship. Were you disappointed? Well, I think all of Ireland was disappointed that Rory McIlroy did not make the cut. He was the favorite coming in. He really struggled on Thursday, but the rally on Friday was quite amazing to see, and he just was one stroke short.
Yeah, we were all disappointed that he didn't make it. I happened to see his first hole the first day, and I felt so bad for him. And then I watched on Friday evening, I watched his last 5 or 6 holes, and that was late into it. It was 9 o'clock at night before he finished, and he was trying so hard, and he made a lot of birdies in that back 9, and just to come short by 1. But he had the low round of the day, 65, and he can hold his head up, and we're looking forward for the next tournament.
I guess that's golf, right? I mean, to blow up like he did on the first day, and then to have a 65, the low round on the second day. Unfortunately, he couldn't do it, and I know he was disappointed. The standing ovation was wonderful to see, and it was just, I think it made him very emotional.
Yeah, the emotion that day, it was like watching the last round on a Sunday. The crowd was tense, he was tense, he was almost there, he missed birdie on 17, and then he missed the green on 18, and we were all hoping he was going to pitch in. But in fairness to him, he held his head up, and the Open Championship, I guess, is it's so full of great golfers. So while he missed it and Tiger missed it, we were disappointed with that too. But there's a great field. There was a great field, and great advertisement for Irish golf. And the guys, I think, really enjoyed the elements, and they got to experience all of our Irish weather. And thankfully, most of it was nice and sunny. It's a challenge, and it's different, and people love it, and will always come back.
So it's been a great week for you. You've been able to play some golf with some clients, come to the Open Championship, see some of the pros play. So it's a win-win for John McLaughlin.
Yeah, it's been a busy week, and with all our staff, with Paul and Ian and Murren and Teresa, and it's been a busy time, and we're looking forward to putting trips together for all of your listeners for next year. So give us a call. We'll put it together.
And I'm sure we'll see you at the PGA Show, if not before. And I want to thank you again for the donation to the Anne LaGoria Foundation Charity Golf Classic. That was so nice of you to donate a trip. And you're going to love the couple that bought it. They probably haven't contacted you yet, but they're super fun. And I raved about you. I raved about the trip. So, I'm sure it'll be a wonderful experience for them.
That's great. Well, no pressure. Thanks for building us up. We'll take great care of them, for sure. We always do with all of your contacts and with everybody that comes. All of the Irish are your friends, and we take good care of everybody. So we look forward to welcoming them. We'll put it together.
John, just a real quick question, because I know you love horses as well. When are the Galway races? And talk a little bit about that, because people, love golf, but the horse scene here is just phenomenal.
Yeah, we've great country for horse racing. The Galway races happen at the end of July, first week in August, and it's traditionally in the west of Ireland. It's a holiday time, so all of the locals are off, and then people come in from all over the world. So races start on a Monday evening and go right through till the following Sunday. The two biggest days would be the Plate Day on Wednesday and the Galway Hurl on Thursday. And you could get 40,000 people in each of those 2 days at the races. So it starts with about 20,000 on Monday, and then it gradually ramps up and ramps down towards the end. It's a fun week. Galway is, all the streets are pedestrianized, and it's a good party.
It's a great party, from horse racing to hurling, watching hurling, Gaelic football. What else? What's your other sport here?
Rugby.
Yeah,
rugby, soccer. Yeah, we've got it all.
It all here. You guys are real sportsmen and women. That's what I love about it. And with the sports show, we can talk all sports, but obviously golf being the number one for, and this is such a great destination for golf. But anyway, well, thank you so much, John, for your insight as usual, and I will see you at the PGA Show in January. If not before, come visit us on the east end of Long Island.
Thank you, Anne, and thanks for the opportunity. Always, you're always very good to us, and helping spread the word about our company and our great country, and thank you again.
Tell us the website again.
NorthandWestCoastLinks.com.
NorthandWestCoastLinks.com. John McLaughlin, thanks so much.
Very excited to welcome our champion golfer of the year, Shane Lowry, to the interview room.
I suppose I didn't even know going out this morning if I was good enough to win a major, I knew I was able to put a few days together. I knew I was able to play the golf course. I just went out there and tried to give my best, and look, I'm here now, major champion. It's I can't believe I'm saying it, to be honest. I think the people around me really believed that I could, which helps me an awful lot. I do remember a lot of times in the past when I'm down on myself, and serious chats with Neil, he always reminded me that he always said that I was going to win one. At least one, he said. So, I suppose when you have the people around you really believing you, it helps you an awful lot. So, yeah, obviously, look, I'm Irish. I grew up holing putts on the putting green back home to win the Open. Like, it was always the Open, wasn't it? And I watched Paddy winning his two Opens. I mean, I didn't even know him back then. And I'm obviously very good friends with him. To have him there on the 18th, you go into Paddy's house and his claret yoga sitting there on the kitchen table, and I'm going to have one on my kitchen table now as well. So I said that to him. That's going to be quite nice. And yeah, was there another question there? Oh, Carnoustie, yeah, how far? Yeah, look, that was, that just shows how fickle golf is. Like, golf's a weird sport, and you never know what's around the corner, and that's why you always kind of need to remind yourself, and you need to have the people there to remind you that you need to just fight through the bad times. And, you know, I sat in the car park in Carnoustie on the Thursday, it was probably, you know, almost like a year ago right to this week, and I cried. My golf wasn't my friend at the time. It was, something that it was becoming very stressful and was weighing on me, and I just didn't like doing it. And look, 12, what a difference a year makes, I suppose.
Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Legore. I'm at Royal Port Rush in Northern Ireland, and my guest is Alison Metcalf, Executive Vice President, Tourism Ireland, North America. Alison, I run into you all over the world, but no better place than right here at Royal Port Rush. It's a gorgeous day, and this is what a showcase for Northern Ireland.
It's absolutely fantastic, Anne. Obviously, the Open has been a long time in the making. To be here, the 148th Open Championship is fantastic. It's great for Northern Ireland. It's great for Irish golf. It'll be seen by more than 600 million people in 300 countries. So it's just putting Northern Ireland on the map, not only for golf, but also some of the scenery that has been beamed around the world, all of the great things to do and see, and the food and the local hospitality. I think the feedback so far has been fantastic. The golfers are so positive. The crowds have been huge. And as we know, this is actually one of the most successful Opens in terms of attendance here. More than almost 240,000 people will have been here at Portrush over the week.
And the only course in Ireland and Northern Ireland to ever host an Open Championship.
That's right. I mean, it's been 68 years. 1951 was the last time that Royal Portrush hosted this event when Max Fontenay won. So it's been 68 years, but I don't believe it'll be another 68 years before it comes back. We do believe it'll be on the rotation now with the RNA. So who knows? I'm sure it'll be back here in the next 7 to 10 years. They'll obviously assess everything. But it's really a great spectacle. And I think what you're seeing here this year is a lot more spectators coming from around the island of Ireland as well to the Open Championship.
Walking around Royal Port Rush, it really is an incredible course for spectators. I mean, there is elevation. It is hilly, but the views and the expansiveness of the land, Alison, it just makes for a wonderful layout for spectators.
Oh, it does. It's fantastic. And I've been very impressed. I've been wandering around the course for the last couple of days, and what they've done in terms of creating new pathways. There's, I think, 14 grandstands around the course. These viewing platforms that takes people up. So you really can get an aerial view of the course. And of course, you're looking out to, if you're on the 13th, for example, the par 3, you can look out the 17 and out to the coast, all the way along the Causeway Coast, spectacular scenery. So again, for people watching on television, they're going to see beautiful coastline. This is Northern Ireland's Pebble Beach. It really is.
It really is. You get to the fifth hole there and the sixth tee box, and you see the ocean, you see the cliffs that are just stunning, so dramatic. It is just stunning beauty.
It is. I mean, you're not far from attractions like the Giant's Causeway, a World Heritage Site, and as you say, at the fifth, you can look across to the White Rocks, Bush Mills, the Carrickery Rope Bridge, and other great Lynx golf courses, of course, along this coastline that many of your listeners may have heard of: Port Stewart, Castle Rock, Ballycastle. Port Stewart hosted the Irish Open a couple of years ago, as indeed did Royal Port Rush in 2012, and that's really, I think, when the journey started. When they hosted the Irish Open, a European Tour event in 2012, I think it was as much a test to see whether the golf course and the area and everything would come together and it would work. And it was a great success. So it's been a long time coming, and I think that everybody's going to be delighted with the way things have gone. And now we just have to see who wins. And wouldn't it be great to have an Irish winner? I don't know. The field is a little thinner in terms of Irish golfers, sadly, but we have Shane Lowry still out there today, and also Graham McDowell, the local boy.
Graham McDowell birdied the last hole, saw him coming in, and what a great story that Graham McDowell even qualified for this Open Championship with his fine finish in the Canadian Open a couple months ago. But they love him here. He grew up on this golf course, and you know his British Open trophy is nearby on the Valley Course, right? They call the Valley Course the working man's course.
That's right. I mean, I think you know when we look at how the Open has arrived at Royal Port Rush, I think the golfing ambassadors, such as Graham McDowell and Rory McIlroy and of course Darren Clarke and of course you know Parag as well. I think their success on tour and I think you know has really meant a lot. I think I'm sure they've lobbied, but ultimately I think they've acted as great ambassadors and have worked very closely with many other stakeholders to make sure this event came to Northern Ireland, has been a great success. And of course, I was disappointed that Darren didn't make it into day three. When I left the course yesterday, I think he was even, but had a little trouble on 18. So, but I'm sure, as I say, he had two good rounds and he had the honour of hitting the first ball on day one. So that was a great tribute to him.
Ryder Cup captain Darren Clarke. I mean, you really, when you look at the Irish who have played so well professionally, their careers are just phenomenal, who come from this area, it is, the question has to be asked, why are they so good? Is it something in the air here? Is it the conditions that they get used to? They're so, you know, difficult conditions. So if they learn to play golf here, can they play anywhere? Is that it? Well, why do you think the Irish and the Northern Irish have done so well in professional golf?
I don't know. It's a very good question. I mean, it could be something in the air or something in the water. I don't know. But I think they've grown up playing golf in challenging conditions, as you said, wind and rain. And I think certainly when times get tough on links courses like this, they probably do have an advantage. It's like so many things in Northern Ireland. I think we punch above our weight. And that's very true in terms of golf. But a lot of people play golf as schoolboys, and I think if you look at, you know, Graham and you look at Rory, they played from a very young age. The sport is, you know, a very inclusive sport here in Ireland. And I don't know, I think they just have that sort of very determined spirit. And it's not only golf, I think you'll find that around the island of Ireland, so many things that we do, whether it's in our sporting culture or whether it's in our artistic culture. But listen, for a small island, we've had some terrific golfers. We still have some great golfers all around the island. And as I said, we just wish them luck today.
And Rory, we all were pulling for Rory McIlroy. And boy, he rallied on Friday after just being terrible in the first day. He had the 8 on the first hole and on Thursday in round one. But, you know, it seemed like everybody on the course, all of Northern Ireland and Ireland, rallied with him, and they really were. They gave him a standing ovation as he walked down 18. And unfortunately, he did not make the cut, but he tried. And I think the whole country was rallying behind him. Don't you think?
I think so. I mean, he had one of the lowest rounds. In fact, maybe possibly the lowest round yesterday on day two, 6 under. I saw him birdie 12, and I really had my fingers crossed. But listen, he had a tough day. It was a hard one to come back from. But as he said himself, the crowds were phenomenal. People were roaring for Rory, as they said. I think it's disappointing he's not there for the weekend. But listen, these things happen. I'm sure he'll be back, and the Open will be back here. But he's a great ambassador, and no matter what, he has a huge level of support, and he held his head high. And I know he's going to be disappointed, but certainly he'll be back.
He will be back. He was very emotional, but it was so great to see how the crowds just lifted him up, and he was so touched by that. And that was another great story of these Open Championships. So when somebody wants to come to this area, Alison, they fly into Belfast or Dublin. It's not that far from Dublin. And take us through what a good golf itinerary would be if you want to golf in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, you can fly into Belfast, or certainly come through London into Belfast if you're coming from North America, or you can fly into Dublin, hop in a car. And I would suggest a good itinerary for Northern Ireland would be to come up from Dublin, up to play Ballantrae, Ardglass, Royal County Down, and then come up to the Causeway Coast. And here you will play Port Stewart, you'll play Royal Portrush, of course, onto Castle Rock. But I would suggest then going on to Donegal, some of those northwestern courses, Ballyliffin, Rosapenna, great itinerary. So put a spotlight on either Northern Ireland and the Northwest, all within very close proximity of each other, easy to do. There's a great welcome in the clubhouse, lots of great places to stay. And as they say, the crack is mighty, and that is the hospitality on the 19th hole.
I love it, the Irish crack. So, yeah, I mean, you could spend weeks here just in Northern Ireland and not play all the great golf courses here. Just when you play one course and think it's the most stunning, links course or parkland course you've ever played, then you go to the next, and it's even more beautiful. So there's so many options here. And what were hidden gems as far as golf courses here, Alison, are now pretty well known. I mean, people know Port Stewart. People know Ballyliffin. People know Ardglass. I remember going to Ardglass, and I said, what is Ardglass? People now know Ardglass. So it seems like, you know, the tourism and the brand awareness of golf in this country has really grown in the last couple of years.
Well, it really has. And I think the season is also extended as well. I think golfers and visitors, you know, generally want to get off the beaten track. And some of the best links courses are certainly in Northern Ireland and in the Northwest. And I think if we look at Royal Portrush now with the two new holes on 7 and 8, its ranking is going to, go up. So when golfers are coming, certainly from North America, they want the links courses, they want to play County Down, they want to play Royal Portrush, but they also want some of those other hidden gems. And you mentioned Ardglass was the first links course I ever played, and I don't think anybody really knew about it then. But as you say, they do now. So I think what you're looking at here is you're looking at an opportunity to spend like 7 days, and you can easily play seven golf courses. So you can play more if you want, but it's very easy to get around. You don't have to drive miles between the courses. And then if you do want to play some other parkland courses en route, I would suggest coming from County Down up to Portrush, play. What about trying Royal Belfast? It is the oldest golf course in Ireland, dates back to 1881. But once you've finished in Northern Ireland, I would continue down that sort of northwest and west coast of Ireland, because as we mentioned, there's the Donegal courses, but you've got Ross's Point and Sligo, and you can move all the way down the coast there, and it's grown. Some really good value to be had in some of the less known courses as well.
Absolutely. If you are a golfer, a passionate golfer, this is paradise. Trust me, there's so many great golf courses. Obviously, and I've been an ambassador for Tourism Ireland for many, many years, and can never, talk enough about the variety of courses and, as you said, the value. And I notice even in Northern Ireland, the value, whether it's a hotel or a meal and the golf, it's very reasonable in this part of the country.
It is, and obviously the US dollar is strong, and sterling is weaker at the moment, so it's great value to be had. But the value is there in terms of the monetary value, but I think the value is there also in terms of the experience and the quality of the, whether it's the food offering, the accommodation offering, or the visitor experience in general. So there's good value all around the island, and obviously we're spotlighting Northern Ireland this week, but exceedingly good value here, obviously, with sterling and US dollar exchange rate at the moment.
And if you're a Game of Thrones fan, tell us what is in the neighborhood.
Well, there's lots of things in this neighborhood on the North Antrim coast, lots of filming locations to see, also down in County Down, Castlewellan and Tullymore. And if you are a Game of Thrones fan, there's a wonderful exhibition on at the moment down at the Titanic Quarter. And there's more to come, legacy projects. The Linen Mill Studios will be open in Banbridge next year. So Game of Thrones has not gone away. The series may have ended, but it's not gone away. And the great thing here in Northern Ireland is there's more than 20 filming locations that you can actually visit. So it's very tangible. And you can, certainly along the coast here, Port Stewart Strand, I'm pretty certain that was one of the major locations. But there's a lot to see and do. And, of course, again, there's lots of tours you can also participate in as well.
Right. So there's a lot to do aside from golf, too. You can spend day and night playing golf and sightseeing. There's so much to see. So as far as Aer Lingus goes and flights over Delta Aer Lingus, but there are some cities that are opening up as far as routes, direct routes for Aer Lingus?
That's right. Aer Lingus have just opened a new Minneapolis-St. Paul Dublin service. So that just started at the beginning of July. American Airlines have just started a new daily service from Dallas to Dublin. That's a seasonal service, but we obviously hope that it will be successful and it will extend. So right now, getting to Ireland from the US, you have 18 you have services from 18 direct gateways. So it's never been easier to get to Ireland from the United States. And if we're talking wider North America, 24 gateways. And more to come, I believe. I think it's just watch this space. This market, the US market, is so important for Irish tourism. We in Ireland love Americans. Americans, I think, love the experience they have on the island of Ireland. And of course, Americans are very high-spending value visitors for us. So we look forward to continuing to invest in the U.S. market as Tourism Ireland and working with our partners to grow that business. And I say thanks to people like you, Anne, and spreading the word. We look forward to another record year this year. We've seen our visitor numbers grow from 1 million in 2013 to 2 million in 2018. And this year, we're about 8 or 9% ahead of where we were last year.
The stats are staggering how much growth there's been in tourism, because I've been coming to Ireland so long, Alison, that when farming was the number one industry. Now it's tourism, and it's been tourism for many, many years. And the food here is really good as well. The chefs used to leave town to go and study and then not come back. Now they're going all over the world to study, and they're coming back to Ireland. And so what you're finding are incredible culinary experiences as well.
That's absolutely right. And from a job creation perspective in tourism, 1 in 10 jobs that are created now are in tourism. And so it is the largest indigenous industry, supporting more than 300,000 jobs north and south. And then when we look at food, there's a wonderful food offering here. And it's not typically when people think about where will I go for a great foodie destination, I don't think there are many people that automatically put their hands up and say it has to be Ireland. Those that have been come back and rave about it. So we have a very strong food provenance here. There's a great story to tell, right the way through from that farm to table experience. Opportunities for visitors to go out to artisanal food producers. They can go wherever we want people, wherever they travel around the island of Ireland, to have a great food experience. So it's not all about the Michelin star restaurants. It's about having a great breakfast and having a great coffee and having a great lunch in that gastropub. And knowing the provenance of that food, where your meat came from, where your fish came from. I had a great meal here in Portrush just last night, actually. It's the Mermaid restaurant. It was very good, I have to say. But the point being is everything was local. And when you look at menus and wherever you go around the island, people are now sourcing and people are looking for that food story. They want to know where the food has come from. Food trails, food markets, cooking tours, food tours, they're all around the island. And we're going to be celebrating that culinary experience on an island-wide basis later this year. Taste the Island will be a 6 to 8 week food festival, which will put a spotlight on different culinary experiences. It's a great experience year-round, but this is going to put a particular spotlight. So there'll be more to come in terms of the programming around that. It's just launching in 2019, and it'll really be something in 2020 that we'll be really trying to put on the international map.
Interesting. Of course, Kinsale, the gourmet capital of Ireland, I'm sure they'll be very involved. But just the other night, I'm staying at the Merchant Hotel, which is phenomenal in Belfast. And I had kind of a cod, but they call it hake, H-A-K-E, which I had never heard of, but it was very good. And it's a local fish. Obviously, there's plenty of water surrounding this island. So, I mean, the fish is really delicious. And they always try some very interesting sauces to go with it. And then I asked for a beet salad. It wasn't on the menu, but he prepared it for me. The chef put it together, and it was delicious. So even if it's not on the menu, you order off menu, and chances are, as you say, the local produce, they're able to come up with very creative dishes.
That's right. I mean, I think if you have great ingredients, there's very little you can do wrong with that. And if you think about Ireland, I mean, we have a very temperate climate. It's great fresh air, wonderful. It's a farming nation, great fresh grass and the dairy products here. That's one thing when I come back home to Northern Ireland or back to Ireland in general, just that you realize how creamy everything is. And probably, well, I could eat it every day, but probably shouldn't. But I mean, the butter, the milk, the cheese. So wherever you go, there's great ingredients. And I think that's, the whole island is almost organic. It could be. And I think that, as you rightly say, if there's something that's not on the menu, there's something you want somebody to put together, we've got some wonderful chefs around the island. Many of them, as you said, have had their training outside. They're great ambassadors, and they are really, really moving our food story and our food game forward to the point that Ireland is really getting international recognition as a culinary destination. A lot of foodies are coming here now, and when they get back, they want to tell their friends. And we have to spread that word just to make sure that people know about it, because food is such an important currency in tourism. I mean, wherever you go, you want to have a good culinary experience. And those stereotypical images of everything being overcooked and everything being corned beef and cabbage, you can still get that if you want. Not overcooked, but done in a very contemporary style. But there's so much to offer in terms of the contemporary culinary food experience here in Ireland. So food, fish, cheese, meat, it's wonderful.
You're making me hungry. Near the Merchant Hotel, again, there were streets of just one culinary experience after another, the restaurants and the nightlife. It was, it's like one-stop shopping. You don't have to leave the block Then I went to St. Anne's, got a little tour of the cathedral. So I had a lovely day. Just got in yesterday and was able to do some sightseeing. Saw a couple of those restaurants. Decided to stay and eat in the jazz club at the Merchant Hotel, which was a lovely experience because the music was so good and the food was great. So, and I couldn't wait till my first Irish breakfast and the coffee. There's something about that Irish coffee. So you're right. It's just an overall complete experience that is so enjoyable, Allison. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for everything that Tourism Ireland has done to just, not only for myself, but just American tourists. You all are so welcoming. The people here are so hospitable. And I think when you're golfing in Ireland or Northern Ireland, that's the first thing, aside from the beauty of the golf course, that's what you take home. Wow, they really want us here. They really welcome us. They laugh. They drink with us, they sing with us, and we really have a good time, and they really like us.
I think so, and I suppose, you know, we don't take ourselves too seriously. We're in the hospitality business, and I think it's really, you know, I think it's in everybody's DNA here in Ireland. And I think when people return from their trips, of course they've seen great things, great scenery, wonderful, they've had wonderful cultural experiences, but it is the people you meet and the stories you've heard. Those are the things I think create those lasting memories, and they're often the things that you talk most about when you come back. You know yourself when you travel. So we hope that we offer a really genuine and authentic welcome. That's certainly, I think, what everybody involved in this business is trying to do. We work with, you know, all sorts of stakeholders around the island of Ireland, everybody from bed and breakfast owners to tour guides to hotels, and I think everyone is playing their part. This is a it's something that is embedded in the psyche of people living in Ireland, the hospitality industry. So we hope that we deliver a great experience, and we certainly don't take business for granted. We're not complacent in any way, and I don't think anybody is that is involved on the front line delivering those experiences. So we thank everybody for visiting us, and we look forward to welcoming a lot more Americans.
Thanks for joining us on Sports Interview, and have a wonderful rest of your stay here, your home. It's nice to be home, I'm sure. Did you grow up in Northern Ireland?
I have family here. I didn't grow up entirely in Northern Ireland. I have family. I spent a lot of time here growing up, but I have a lot of family here. I have a home here. It certainly is home when I'm not living in North America. And this week has been a busy week, trying to juggle family around on the golf course and everything else. But yes, it's home for me.
It must be a thrill to have the Open Championship literally in your backyard, right?
It certainly is. It's great. And I think we're... if it comes back, which I'm sure it will do, it'll be equally great again. But I think for it to come back for the first time after 68 years, it's particularly special for people. And as I say, golf around the island of Ireland is I think, special. And I think this is just going to heighten the awareness, not just in Northern Ireland, but around the whole island. And what is great to see on the course this week is there's just so many people who have traveled from all parts of the island and the globe as well. Quite a lot of Americans here, Canadians here. But more than other Opens, there are more... I think more tickets were sold to people living on the island.
Oh, yes. They wanted to support this special event, and what an event it has been. The Open Championship here at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Allison, thanks so much. I appreciate you coming on always, and have a wonderful rest of your vacay.
Thanks, Anne. Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Allison Metcalf, Executive Vice President, Tourism Ireland, North America. This special edition of Sports Interview is brought to you by Golf Ireland. There's never been a better time to tee up your trip. Ireland.com. My thanks to Wilma Erskine of Royal Portrush. My thanks to Allison Metcalf, the CEO of Tourism Ireland North America, to John McLaughlin of North and West Coast Irish Links, and to my wonderful engineer, Kyle Lynch, in the studio. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next Saturday morning from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time right here on Sports Interview with Anne Liguori.